Welcome back to Home My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, the magnificent DTF.
Hey,
Dylan,
how's
how's
it
it
going?
going?
I'm doing well. It is Thursday night. We just wrapped up the Lions Packers game, and the Lions take the lead in the NFC North race to first place.
Yes, and they are now 3 games ahead of the Bears.
Yes. Not looking good for the Bears.
No. I think they could maybe have a shot this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing the Broncos, which they're both 0-3 teams. I guess it's a coin flip at this point for who's going to win. I am starting Fields, though, in my league this week because Denver's defense is what's really killing them right now. So hopefully Fields finally shows up to play this week.
Well, in all honesty, I'm hoping they're going to let him run more. If I
Yeah.
were you, I hope they would let him run more. I mean, that's what made him so good last year is the fact that he was able to run. Like, they allowed him to run. Granted, he's a great passer still. I think a lot of it has to do with coaching. I think he was kind of right with that, even though as a quarterback, you can't be saying stuff like that, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel bad for him because they built up all this hype and it's just not looking pretty. Granted, it's still early in the season. A lot of things can change. Last year, the Lions were 1-6.
Yeah, and he turned it around, and we're almost a playoff
And
team.
yeah, they were close to a playoff team. Granted, they needed kind of a dream scenario, but it was, honestly right in their hands. If the Rams beat the Seahawks, they're in.
Yeah.
But
Beating the Packers, though, was their own little playoff.
yeah, that I honestly think that game alone had just them going into this season just ready and hungry.
Yep.
You just felt something different with that team. It's like, okay, they're ready.
Yeah, 1,000%.
But we have a couple of things to talk about before we get into some of last week's games. We're going to talk briefly about those games because we're not recording on the day that we normally record. Both me and Dylan were pretty busy this week, so we decided to record at the end of Thursday Night Football. But let's go ahead and talk about the drive to five week three results. CMC, I had him rushing 90 yards. He was 5 yards short of that against the Giants. So I lost out. Granted, I still have $5 left, but what I'm gonna do instead is I'm still gonna run the 5K regardless. And then that $5, I'm gonna go ahead and put that into this week's bets. I'll put it on something nice. And if I win that, I'm gonna go ahead and I'll do something that you guys want me to do with it. I'll spend something crazy on it.
So what if you went
So
double
come.
$10?
I mean, what do they want me to buy for $10? Whoever comments it, I'll send it to them. If it's $10 worth.
Okay.
I just feel weird being the only one still in it.
That's all right. Now it's all on you. All eyes on you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still doing it on the side. I just doubled my money tonight. Obviously, I already lost double, and I am 1,000% doing a 5K, but taking two drinks in between each mile. But on the side, I'm still betting. I did just flip my money, on a Aiden Hutchinson sack, third play into the game, pretty quick.
Yeah.
It was literally stupid, though. DraftKings had for 0.25 sacks, it was plus 125. With a boost, it was like 186. 0.25 of a sack? What is this?
Yeah, that's – I didn't even know that was a thing until you sent me that earlier. But it's one of those things where they just kind of know it's going to happen, or it's pretty easy to happen. So they're hoping a bunch of people hop on that and then they'll live bet.
Yeah, but what's crazy is the
– I'm not going to lie, they get me every time.
The favorite was for him not to get the sack. And, I mean, it was – I mean, Jordan Love got sacked like four times tonight, once only being by Hutchinson, so I'm glad that I at least got that. But I just thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
But, hey, we came out on top. So now we'll flip it and we'll double that on Sunday. We'll double that.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm trying to avoid anything that has to do with the Browns. Unless it's like
you gotta be able to enjoy the game,
yeah. Because if I go to the game, you know, up money and then something crazy happens, I lose it. I'm still gonna be happy if we win, but then we lost the money. So I'll stick to one of my favorite betting teams, and then you know maybe it'll be because what's well we'll go through the games and maybe I'll think of something while we're talking, but. You know, I've got a couple of different ways I do it. I either stick with my fantasy guys and see who's projected to have a good week, or, you know, just like my betting favorites like last year. I just learned at the beginning of this football season, I got statistics from FanDuel, and my favorite player to bet on last year is Travis Kelce. Shout out Taylor Swift's boyfriend, putting him on the map.
Yeah.
But Travis Kelce was my favorite person to bet on last year, which is funny because this year I don't think I bet on him once.
Yeah, no. I bet on Kelce pretty much every week a touchdown.
Do you?
Yeah, I didn't know that you could see the statistics on it. I guarantee that's who would be my number one. It'd either be him or completely random, Dawson Knox. I would always go Dawson Knox first touchdown.
That's funny.
I did it 2 weeks in a row and I won $60 each time.
I've only ever done one first touchdown bet. It was Njoku for the Bengals game. But I just don't – like, those bets are unrealistic sometimes.
They are.
I'm trying to think.
They make it interesting, though.
I feel like my favorite person to bet on this year so far has been Marvin Harrison Jr. But he screwed me on that week one when I bet on Colorado to beat TCU and put him in a parlay just for shits and giggles. So – I'm trying to stay away from college betting. At least as of the last 2 weeks, I am trying to just stay away from NFL.
Yeah, but it seems like I don't know why. I really wish that I would have went with my gut the week that Texas played Alabama.
I know, me too.
I wish I would have just listened to my gut, but I'm like, damn, it's Alabama. I don't know how real Texas is because they're always hit or miss.
Well, it's like Tennessee. Tennessee's very similar. Last year they whooped them. And then this year, I mean, Tennessee's not really done much. And then they just lost to unranked Florida. So.
Yeah, who got absolutely mollywhopped week one.
Yeah, by Utah.
Yeah. Which Utah's not a joke of a team.
No, but, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not dogging Utah. I'm just saying for like a team like the Gators, it's just unreal that they got waxed with Etienne's younger brother.
Yes.
I think it's
Tyler. I didn't realize that. Yeah, I didn't realize that until I was watching a little bit of the game, and I'm like, oh, that must be his brother or some relative.
Yeah.
Did you actually? I know this happened a couple of weeks ago, but did you see the backlash that Travis tweeted, actually, or posted?
About him transferring?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, that's way too early to be saying that.
Yeah, it was after the first week.
Yeah.
Which he's gotten a lot of carries, and I think he's gotten some TDs since. So I don't know. I mean, you can't be, you know, who was just talking about the transfer portal? Shoot, who was it? It might have been Busting with the Boys, but somebody was just talking about the transfer portal this week. And, you know, they were asking if the transfer portal was good or bad for the NCAA. You know, it used to be you have to sit a year, and now you can jump right into the season. So it's kind of like you just ask for a trade, basically, and you're getting to go play for a different team every year. We can get into that another day, but I just always find it interesting when you've got now NFL players who are chirping and saying, like, you know, transfer portal, like, whatever happened to loyalty and, like, figuring it out with your boys and, you know, band of brothers. I don't know. I just feel like everybody's chasing the bag right now, especially with all the NIL going on.
Yeah, I get it if you're transferring for, like, you know, a better spot at, like, say you're not a starter, but you know this other school would start you. I'd get that 100%.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys are going to Alabama or Michigan or Ohio State and then are transferring to a smaller school like Central Michigan or, shit, I don't know, Toledo. Kent State. And then they're going to get more playing time, a little bit more exposure because they're a transfer out. Like, there was that kid from UNC who was from Kent State. I think he was somewhere else too, but he transferred so many times that there's like a, not a penalty, but there's something going on with him. I don't know if he's able to play right now or if he's only like allowed to play so many games this year for North Carolina.
Huh.
But yeah, transfer portal.
Yeah. Anyways, since we're talking about college, did you watch any of the Ohio State Notre Dame game?
I did. So I watched most of it, and then we went to a bar. I turned it on my phone, and we're driving down, go for it on fourth down, turn over the ball with 4 minutes to go, and I'm like, fuck, we're done. So I turn it off.
That's exactly when I turned it off. I saw that jet sweep on fourth down, and I said, I was done. I was done for the season. If you know me, I almost hate Notre Dame more than I hate Michigan as an Ohio State fan.
Really?
I just hate that they think they're too good to be in a league or a conference.
Yeah.
I don't like that. They get to play whoever they want, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we should be a power 10 team or a top 10 team. Like, I don't know. I've always been against Notre Dame.
Well, I got in the car after we left the bar, and I'm like, I'm going to just take a look and see how bad we lost. And it says that we have the ball on the goal line with like 30 seconds. And I go, what? So I turn it back on my phone, and I'm like reading the play-by-play of what I missed. And he just bombed it down the field. And I didn't think McCord had it in him. So to then see Notre Dame come out with 10 people on the line for the final play of the game, and then we run it right into that hole to then barely squeak by with that win. All I got to say is we made it, but that was the first test. That was like step one of a three-step process that is going to be beating Michigan. Penn State's going to be just as tough, if not maybe slightly less tougher than Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame was definitely the better team of them and Penn State. If we can go in and play well against Penn State, I'll feel a little bit more comfortable because, you know, McCord's a good quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback at all. And he's got little experience back there. He's got this thing about him where he just doesn't feel comfortable in the backfield yet. I don't know if it had to do with the quarterback battle week one and two or what it was, but he just didn't seem like he fit in that scheme yet.
Yeah.
I mean, big shoes to fill with Stroud, Fields, JT Barrett, Haskins. It goes down the line of just very great college quarterbacks. I mean, looking at him through 4 weeks now, he's not no Heisman candidate.
No, not by any means necessary.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at Michigan's quarterback. You're looking at Caleb Williams again, possibly Drake May. But I truthfully don't even see McCord being in talks about a Heisman.
No, No.
Unless he balls out, and then for some reason we go into Michigan and we wipe the floor and he throws 300 passing yards and four touchdowns. I mean, and then, oh, shit, who's this McCord? Maybe. But it's not going to come right at the end of the season, just this random Heisman campaign.
Yeah, my money is that Caleb Williams will either win it again or they'll go McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's really Michigan's year to lose. I think they've got all the pieces. It's just up to them to screw it up.
Yeah.
They're definitely the betting favorites to win the national championship, in my opinion. So I think if they make it, they're going to win it all. And I mean, that's just coming from being an Ohio State fan too, having to play against this team 2 years in a row. They've just gotten better and we've just kind of stayed pretty flat. I mean, we've got stars. We've got, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr., Egbuka, Trayvon Henderson, Mayan Williams. We've got dogs on defense, but they have a full squad. I mean, we lost a lot of players last year. It's hard to lose your whole offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not much we can do, but it was scary seeing Marvin Harrison get hurt again, but he came back in the game at least.
Yeah, but I mean, they taped him up pretty good. I can't imagine what he felt like the next morning.
Yeah, I worry pretty bad about him leaving the team early. I wouldn't, I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't blame him if he pulled a Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if we're not doing good enough, if we drop a game, I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a fan of that personally, but I mean, if you're banged up and you have just as much talent as him, I mean, JSN did it last year, essentially.
Yeah.
Wasn't, like I said, wasn't a fan of it, but you know, you like seeing your Bucks players, former Bucks players, you know, doing what's right for them.
Who was the member of the wide receiver room that went to Alabama? Was it Smith? Or was it Waddle? Or no, who was it?
Oh, Williams. Jameson Williams.
Jameson Williams. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I knew it was more recent than Devontae Smith. I don't know why I thought it was him.
Yeah, no, it was Jameson Williams.
A lot of fucking good talent come out of that room.
Yeah, what did you think about Ryan Day's post-game comments on that?
I mean, it's always hard to go into a Power 5 school and win on the road. But a lot of that celebrating just felt wrong. Hey! Sorry, Roxanne's being bad.
No, you're good. But anyways, while you're gone, I'll go ahead and talk a little bit. Yeah, I kind of thought it was a little excessive, and I know he admitted that he was being a little bit emotional too. I mean, you're literally yelling at an 86-year-old dude that basically said that your team's not great anymore and, you know, you're predictable. You also got to remember that he coached Notre Dame. He literally is a legendary coach at Notre Dame. So, like, what do you expect?
Yeah, sorry. But she was eating.
No, you're good.
What I was going to say, though, was we went in there, the favorites to win that game. And the way we were celebrating was like we were the underdogs. And it just felt wrong. Like, we squeaked away with that win. It just felt wrong.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a big fan of it at all. But anyways, that's enough about that game. I'm just glad that game's over with. I don't like seeing Ohio State play Notre Dame because I just always get terrified that they're going to lose. Let's see. Any games that you want to recap this weekend? Or from, not this weekend, but last weekend?
Before NFL, I just want to recap that Colorado showed up to their game against Oregon. Coach Prime's got a big test this week against USC. Let's just see if all the hype is just hype I mean, I know Travis Hunter is probably still questionable or out, but they've got to be able to play without one player. But we'll see. That's pretty much all I've got for college. Going back into the weekend, though, with NFL, pretty good games we had this week. I guess we could start it off with the boys in brown and orange. The Cleveland Browns were winners, pretty big winners against the Titans, not allowing very much offense from Tannehill and the boys in the two-tone blue. It was kind of embarrassing, but Deshaun Watson throws that really nice backwards pass to nobody.
Okay. Other than that play, he looked very good.
Sure. He did. He looked all right.
Yeah. Well, he looked – that was his best game by far as a Brown, other than that backwards pass.
Yeah.
Did you see the over-the-shoulder pass that he had to DPJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was an absolute dime. The defense, once again, just – if they – I don't want to necessarily call them the best defense in the NFL because I still think that's the 49ers. But yeah. I think we're, you know, close to that. I think we're at least top three.
2 more weeks, and we will find out when we play the 49ers who has the better defense.
I hate that we play them off the bye week.
Yeah.
That's either going to do us justice or it's –
I just hope we shock the world. I hope we shock the world. I hope we beat the Ravens this week, go into the bye, rest, come back out ready to fight. And I think we could stick it to the 49ers. I mean, if a team like the Rams, who struggled against the Bengals, put up some major points against the 49ers and almost squeaked one out, I'm pretty sure the Browns can do the same.
Yeah, it's just going to be a big week for Deshaun Watson, and Wills has to show up because either that or Njoku is going to be basically non-existent and just be blocking the whole game.
Yeah, because you're going to have to double team Bosa.
Yeah, you're going to have to double team Bosa, and you're going to have to watch out for those linebackers too. Because I mean, Fred Warner, that's the best middle linebacker in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get how they're able to afford that team. And literally,
quarterback's a seventh rounder.
Yeah. But I mean, shit, you even log into like Madden. Like that team is like the Warriors on 2K back in the day when they had Durant. Like that, it's ridiculous. But back to that Browns game real quick. You should have heard that stadium. I was at the game on Sunday, and that stadium erupted on that Amari Cooper potential touchdown that got called out of bounds. Ridiculous.
I can't believe they called that back.
It was the dude that was right there that called it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he had a good, like, other foot out.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Jerome Ford had a big day.
He did. 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, 2 touchdowns. You know, didn't run the ball too bad. I guess a team that supposedly a lot of teams just know not to run against.
Yeah.
You know, he showed up.
Yeah, we'll see how he does against the Ravens D.
Yeah, but speaking of – yeah, I was just about to transition into that.
Speaking of the Ravens, they go to overtime against the Gardner Minshew Colts, and the Colts came out on top because Justin Tucker missed a field goal, which seems like never happens. So shout out to the Colts taking down one of our divisional rivals. Dolphins wiped the floor with the Broncos 70-20, the second highest scoring team since 1966. The Washington Redskins put up 72 points against the New York Giants, I believe.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And
do you wish that they kicked an extra or kicked a field goal?
Yeah, I was just getting to Tyreek's podcast today, and the title was Why We Didn't Kick It. So I'm curious to go back and see what happened, but they should have went for the record. I don't know if they wanted all that pressure. because they're already going to face a lot of pressure being the Dolphins. And, like, you know, the Dan Marino Dolphins went undefeated, and, you know, that's already a lot of hype to live up to. I did want to point out, though, that Tua has the exact same stats 3 weeks in last year versus this year.
Like, that is true.
Completions, touchdowns, and interceptions. I think even yards are all the same. It's weird.
Yeah, that is nuts. But they won big last year around this time, too. I feel like either week one or two, they blew out their opponent. Granted, they didn't put up 70 points, but
I'm pretty sure in like 2 weeks we'll have this. For those of you at home that just made a hand gesture of Tua getting a concussion.
Oh.
Moving on, the Patriots and Jets happened. 15-10, yep. It's nothing much there. That game happened.
Yeah, a lot of drama.
Yeah.
A lot of drama. That Jets team, I don't even know what you do. I don't know what you do. Other than you just don't start Zach Wilson. I think that's the only thing you can do. I literally think, hear me out. Call Dustin. Even though he's doing good in the CFL.
Signed Trevor Siemian. Yeah, Dustin has the highest player efficiency rating in the CFL right now.
Pretty cool. That's awesome. Yeah. But that whole team is just awful.
They're a ticking time bomb. It's gonna blow.
I think it already is. It's the orbital minefield.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I'm referring to.
No. Oh, this, yeah, episode 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had never seen that before until this episode, I don't think so.
I don't think they ever had it in film. I know it was in comics I saw, but.
Yeah.
Did you see that debacle about Mac Jones being dirty again?
Yeah, grabbing Sauce's dick.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell from the videos up close.
Oh, you could, if you pay enough attention, you could see he threw just a little jab right at his junk. But he's always been sort of a dirty player. Like last year he got fined for I think it was Brian Burns. He grabbed his ankle and started twisting it.
Oh.
Yeah, Monday morning, I saw a whole like compilation of Mac Jones being like a dirty player, and like I remember the Bengals. It was the Bengals. I remember they picked him off, and he went to go after the dude that picked off the ball. I forget if it was like Jesse Bates or who it was, but one of the Bengals, he just kind of like chop blocked like really cheaply, like just rammed right into his ankle, even though he didn't have the ball. Just like, I wish I could show the play right now without us getting copyrighted. But you'll have to look up that compilation.
I will. Bills wiped the floor with Commanders 37-3. Sam Howell did not look good.
No, he showed some flashes at times, but overall not very good at all. I mean, I will say a lot of his picks, I would say at least half of them were not on him.
Mm-hmm.
The other two were definitely on him, but two of them were quite literally, it bounced off his receiver's hands and just went straight up in the air. Like, you can't really blame that on a quarterback.
No. Lions beat Falcons 20-6. They just won tonight again, so they are 3-1, like I mentioned. Not much to take away from this game other than the Falcons are going to be streaky this year. I know you have them as one of your sneaky teams for the playoffs, but I don't know. It could have just been a bad game, but.
Well, they barely gave Bijan the ball, too. I'm not sure if Ritter's going to be it or not.
Call Dustin.
I have faith in him, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I hope he's gonna be their answer, but we won't know for quite a while at least.
Yeah. Packers 18, Saints 17. Derek Carr goes down. Jameis comes in, leads down the field, and they lost.
Yeah, they finally got famous Jameis in the lineup. Not really a big fan of Carr. And honestly, I think they were the worst 2-0 team going into this week.
Yeah, I look forward to Jameis playing in his revenge game against the Buccaneers this week against Baker Mayfield. Baker and Jameis, what a nice quarterback matchup coming into week four. Going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And the Packers going down tonight to the Lions. Sad, but they are now 2-2. The Texans.
Yeah.
Texans surprised the hell out of me. 37-17 against the Jaguars. Really thought that the Jags were going to be pretty good this year. They're off to a slow start so far.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley were really struggling that game. I think they only combined got like 47 yards between their connection. And then Tank Dell looked really good.
Yeah, I mean, CJ
And
Stroud
Stroud.
jumped into the top, I think top five in passing yards. And I think he has like the most of a rookie right now, or he's close. Yeah, he looks
through
pretty.
Like so many weeks.
I think so, yeah. Like the first three games, like your career starts.
Mm-hmm. Also, shout out Andrew Beck.
Yes.
Yeah, heaviest man to ever return a kickoff for a touchdown.
Was he the fullback?
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy. Vikings losing to another close one. Chargers 28, Vikings 24. Vikings may be really bad.
Yeah, I saw a notification today actually about rumors of Justin Jefferson getting traded. I wonder what that trade package would even look like. I don't know. I don't know if he could do that.
I don't see him getting traded. I could see Kirk getting traded, like, to the Jets. But I don't think you'd go trade to, you know, for a quarterback to the Jets, because what's the point? You've got Aaron Rodgers. So you're basically just saying you just need somebody to finish the year out, which Kirk is going into free agency this year. So that trade does make sense. But nobody's going to want Zach Wilson. So you're basically just trading away picks.
Yeah. I also, speaking of Zach Wilson, funny enough, you said that, I saw some stupid trade request. It was like, who says no to this? It was like, Bears get Zach Wilson, second round pick this year, and like a fourth round pick this year for Justin Fields. I'm like, that literally solves nothing.
I saw that too. I did not like that.
No, that solves absolutely nothing.
Seahawks 37, Panthers 27. Kind of slept through this game. It wasn't.
It was close for a minute.
Yeah,
and
it was a
it
solid game.
Kinda,
Andy Dalton's back.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
Big Red back in action.
Yep.
Slinging the gun.
This next game was the surprise underdog of the week. The Cardinals beat the Cowboys 28-16.
You know, I'm honestly so glad that that game happened.
Me too, because the Cowboys are so fucking fake, it's not even funny. They were the fake, next to the Saints, they were the fakest 2-0 team, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I was getting real sick of everyone saying, oh, this is a historic defense. Have you not seen who they played the first 2 weeks?
Jets,
And
Jets.
They would have made the Browns look like the 85 Bears.
Yeah, but you know, there is the double-sided coin of look who we played the first 2 or 3 weeks as well for the Browns. We gave up the fewest, you know, yards, but we played a banged up Joe Burrow Bengals. We played a Steelers team with Kenny throws a picket, and the Tennessee fuck Titans who can't do shit except maybe get a 5-yard rush out of Derrick Henry anymore. I mean, we look like studs too. So, like I said, wait till we play the Ravens and 49ers. Then we can start talking about historic defenses. The Cowboys, though, I mean, they've got all the pieces. But this was just embarrassing to potentially have the easiest 3-week start in the NFL. And you fucked up by losing to potentially the tanking worst team in the league.
Yeah, that was out of any game, that was the one that should have been an absolute for sure win.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals defense is no joke.
Yeah, I know they are. And they still have Buda Baker, but he's on the trade block, which is just crazy. I mean, he's a great player. But shout out Dak for throwing his first interception of the year. Knew that was coming soon.
Many more to come.
Yep. Moving on to the shit kicking of the Chiefs Bears, 41-10. Nice of Taylor Swift to come and watch the game with Donna Kelsey, her friend, to cheer on her son, Travis Kelsey, who he actually plays for the Chiefs. I guess this is Taylor's boyfriend. I'm just learning all these things being a Swiftie. it's amazing what this quote unquote relationship has brought to the NFL. It's all anybody is talking about is Taylor and Travis. It's almost annoying.
It's almost annoying. It is annoying. Well,
the thing is, like, I love Travis Kelce. So it's like, obviously I want more attention on him, but now it's like too much. Like I saw paparazzi photos of him today on Twitter. Like, the man is just going from practice to his house in Missouri. Who gives a fuck? Somebody's like, Travis Kelce spotted in Kansas City today. And then somebody quote tweeted it and was like, Joe Biden spotted in Washington, D.C. I don't know. It's getting bad, but I did appreciate
it. Do they have bad blood?
That was very good. I did enjoy this week's episode of New Heights because Travis did talk a little bit about it, and he just said, you know, I want to respect Taylor's privacy and my privacy. What happens from here? You know, it seems like he knows what he got himself into. But with that comes 400% increase of jersey sales, 24 million people tuning into the game on a random Sunday afternoon. And now she's going to be reportedly going to the Jets Chiefs game this weekend, which it's Sunday Night Football. Coincidence? I don't know. Somebody had a theory that this is all staged and that the NFL paid her a lot of money with the whole stadium tours for her era tours. And that this is like a stunt, like her dating him. I have no clue how or why. But it just seems very convenient that all of last season was focused on the Kelce Bowl. And the fact that Taylor Swift she's not done, but she just wrapped up her Eras tour going through all the NFL stadiums except the Browns. And now Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating. It's all very coincidental. Something's going on in Kansas City.
I don't know. I might be alone on this. I actually think it is kind of just, you know, Travis shot his shot.
He did shot a shot. He had a nice little friendship bracelet, which I think in an interview before he said that she was his childhood crush, which is very surprising considering the fact that they are the same age. So when he was 15, he was just crushing on another 15-year-old girl.
He said his childhood crush was Beyonce. They asked him that at practice.
So it wasn't Taylor?
No.
And somebody faked it. Faked it. Well, I know he was making videos of him making friendship bracelets back in like June or July. So he's been on this little kick for a little while. Whatever. But
I don't think he actually thought anything was going to happen out of it, though.
No, absolutely not. So
I didn't think so either. I thought it was funny. I remember when that was joked about on his podcast, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
I remember that was joked about. I didn't. And then when I started hearing this, I'm like, okay, they're just joking about his podcast. And I'm like, oh shit, she's actually at the game.
Yeah, it was the let's fucking go for me. That's when I knew she was in.
Yeah, no, it was the Michael Scott. Oh god, it's happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very bad game for the Bears. Justin Fields just looked
They
like
just
shit.
gotta shake it off.
Yep. Oh, another good one. Wow. Look at you. That's two. You ever seen the interviews of Baker Mayfield sneaking in Drake song titles?
Yeah, I did. I seen that.
That's very similar to what you're doing right now.
A little bit.
But anyways, Bears do play Broncos this week. Look to see them turn their game around. To finish off Sunday night, Steelers beat the Raiders 23-18. I don't know who really watched that game. Might have been one of the worst Sunday night slots of the season. I got nothing to add.
Wasn't too fun. Josh McDaniel, he's looking for a cruel summer right now.
Wow.
And keeping it in the division.
Wow, that's good.
Damn, you should have said, look at what you made me do.
Sorry. Why you gotta be so mean?
Don't blame me.
I knew you were trouble when I walked in. You leave me speechless or fearless. I don't know. Anyways, going on to Monday night really quick so we can move on. Eagles beat Bucks, Bengals beat Rams. Both were interesting games. Some touchdowns happened, some field goals happened. Bengals still don't look good. The Rams looked really bad for some reason. Baker Mayfield looked pretty in the beginning and then just couldn't find the end zone except once. And the Eagles are the Eagles. They're just going to keep steamrolling for a while. It's going to come, though. They're going to get their first loss. It's going to be probably like a – shoot, I don't know. Who do they play upcoming here? We got they're playing in L.A. in 2 weeks. That could be the week. I'm expecting the Eagles to get an early season loss, though, to at least, you know, knock them off. You know, they need that little, like, come back to reality like last year when they lost to the Commanders. Ooh, week seven, they have the Dolphins. So that's probably going to be their early season loss. I think that's going to be, like, a potential Super Bowl preview. So that'll be a good little matchup. But,
yeah, so I could see that.
Those games happened.
Yeah, they know about them all too well.
Yeah, and, oh, man, that was really good. That was really good. Wow. Moving on from this week. That's just not my style.
Sarah would be happy.
Yeah. All right, can you just speak now, please?
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into week one this week. You know, Browns got the Ravens.
Are you ready for
starting
on
it? Sunday. I am I am ready for it. I think the Browns are ultimately gonna win though at home. I have a good feeling about it. It's gonna be, like you said earlier, big test for our defense, whether we're legit or not.
I mean, we can't take it delicate. We've got to go in there and, you know, we got to just keep playing hard, show them why we should be a playoff caliber team. And hopefully by New Year's Day, we're talking about a nice little potential division clinch or playoff push. That'd be nice. But, you know, with our history, we find a way to fuck it up, and then this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, just like we almost did back in December.
Or like back in like 1989, back in the days where we were making playoff pushes and slowly falling to the Denver Broncos. you know, we would always be saying welcome to New York in the draft and getting those first round picks. But slowly but surely, we've built a team back. And in my wildest dreams, I hope one day we get to the Super Bowl. So right now,
yeah, you know, we just got to go into this game fearless.
Yeah. I just want to see sparks fly between this team. You know, I think we're so close, but that's just the story of us.
Yeah. It's haunted. I don't know why. JOK has been coming into the games with some crazy outfits. And
yeah, some would say
he's
going to
be
like
wearing
young,
a cardigan.
Some would say he looks like a young Tim McGraw.
Who said that?
Right, I'm done.
Okay, I'm done with the T-Swift joke. Okay.
Should have said next, no.
Next, we got the Falcons and Jaguars playing over in London for the Toy Story games. I don't know why they chose Toy Story, but
I can't wait.
You got a friend in me.
I'm thinking about taking a gummy when I wake up in the morning just so I can get through that game with that, because I don't know how we're going to do it. That's just – obviously, I want to watch the main broadcast, but I also really do want to tune into this to see what's going to happen.
Ronaldo! Ronaldo!
Yeah, I'm curious.
This next game is going to be a lot more interesting, though. We got the Dolphins at Bills.
Yes. It's
supposed to be good weather there, too. So Dolphins kind of have an advantage.
They do.
Don't have to play in Buffalo in the cold. Even though when all of these teams have to travel, I mean, they end up playing somewhere cold regardless. So, I mean, granted, I guess if half your games are in nice weather, then obviously that's a pro.
Yeah.
But I like the Dolphins' chances. I mean, the Bills have looked better these last couple weeks, especially last week against the Commanders. But were the Commanders really that serious? No, it was kind of like, oh, they, you know, they might be something. Let's see.
Yeah.
And they just took a dump.
I do want to point out, though, I think I will be placing a bet on the Jacksonville game.
Really?
Yes, because if you think about it, the whole idea of our drive to five was to find the quickest way to 5,000. And I said all it would take would be 11 bets if you started at $10, which I did. So if you start at $10, you only need to bet 11 times, just doubling it. So I could find a bet for the 9:30 game. And then by 1 o'clock, if I win, I'm ready for my third bet of the drive to five. So you could do multiple bets in the same day as long as everything hits. I'm really leaning towards McCaffrey touchdown for the 425 slot, because McCaffrey has scored in every game since December of last year.
Yeah, that is true.
This would be the one week he wouldn't, though, if I did bet on it.
Calvin Ridley is going to go crazy in that Jaguars game.
I hope he does.
Against his former team.
Yeah, I hope he does go. I hope he goes off and gets two touchdowns.
Yeah.
There's a revenge parlay going around. It's Calvin Ridley touchdown, Zeke touchdown, and Adam Thielen touchdown, because all three of those players are playing their former teams this week.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We got the Broncos at Bears. That's going to be
battle of the
shitters right there. Oh, damn.
I'm like Mr. Miyagi.
It's like it's in August.
Oh. Ew, it's like there's like bad blood over here. All I'm seeing is red.
See.
Ooh.
Just make sure karma doesn't happen.
Ugh. I'm the anti-hero in this story. So yeah, Broncos Bears. Yeah, 2-0-3 teams. Justin Fields looks to bounce back. Sean Payton, this is a hot seat game. Because I thought he was going to turn that team around. So we'll see.
Well, I don't think he gets fired after this game, even if they do drop to 0-4. I mean, they gave up a first round pick.
He's not getting fired this year at all. They're not going to bring him back out of retirement just to fire him. They're going to go through the experiment, see what happens. They'll get an early first-round pick, and we'll see what happens. But
they have that whole Russ contract, too, that they're not getting out of. No one's going to help them out of that.
Yeah. Steelers-Texans, that game could go either way.
Depends who shows up.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be the Texans. Texans are the underdog, but we'll see how C.J. Stroud fares against T.J. Watt. C.J. and T.J.
Yes.
Vikings-Panthers, another game that could go either way, but I think the Vikings have the edge here away. 2-0-3 teams as well.
Yeah, I was going to say both the 0-3 teams are going against each other.
Yeah.
The toilet bowl playoffs.
Yep. Rams-Colts. I really think Rams got it here, but it says it's pretty even. The line's even at least.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Anthony Richardson can play in this game. I want to see more of him because he looks great. He's just got to be smarter.
Yeah.
About running.
For sure. For sure.
Back to back weeks of, being questionable because of head issues. I don't want to call them concussions, but
right. Yeah. Bucks Saints.
Yeah.
Give me a good one.
It's gonna be a shootout. I could see that one being like, I don't want to say high scoring, but like I could see high 30s.
Bet the over.
Yeah.
Commanders Eagles.
I think that one's gonna be a blowout. Bengals, I don't think Titans. Sam Howell. Bengals Titans.
I think you could take your nap during this game.
Yeah, you don't even worry about checking this one unless you have fantasy players involved.
Right. Raiders, Chargers.
Chargers. I like the way they look. Other than, I'm not too big on Staley right now. He almost blew that game for him.
Yeah. Patriots, Cowboys. I think Cowboys bounce back. Put the Patriots to 1-3. Oof.
I would love to see I don't like either of these teams at all.
Yeah.
I would love to see the Patriots win. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. 49ers are 14-point favorites against the 1-2 Cardinals this week. I think this is the game to watch this week. Look to see the 49ers go 4-0. And then to follow up Sunday Night Football, we have Chiefs, Jets. What a horrible, horrible, horrible Sunday Night Football game. It will be better than last week's Steelers, Raiders because it's the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift will be in attendance. But it is against the New York Jets who may.
Don't have Aaron Rodgers.
They do not have Aaron Rodgers, but they may put up a single field goal against the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, I think they could match the Bears 10.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
To wrap up the week, though, week preview, we're back to our one game on Monday night schedule with the Seahawks Giants. I think that Seahawks go to New York and they pull it out. I really would like to see Smith and Jigba get more involved in the offense, get him some more catches.
Yeah, and I'm tired of the Giants being on primetime. They've only been on prime time once this season.
And they suck.
Yeah, get Daniel Jones off the TV, please.
They suck.
Yeah. Okay, there is one last thing that we have to talk about. And it's that Damian Lillard got traded to the Bucks. I don't know how he didn't mention that in the beginning.
He did what?
He got traded to the Bucks.
But he's Dalla Dane.
Yes, he's a mother bucker.
Wow.
That's absolutely huge. Not where anyone expected him to go either.
No, everybody thought it was going to be Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was going to go nowhere but Miami, but Giannis and Dame's crazy, man. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that in next week's episode a little bit more as we get a little bit closer to the NBA season. But until then, Dylan, you have anything to say? I know it's getting pretty late.
It is pretty late. No, I think you just need to gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you got any issues. Check out the socials for our bets this weekend. I'm sure we'll still be posting things, even though the drive to five is almost concluded. Thank you for the love and support for all you who have made it this far with us. I know who you are. It is dear in our hearts that you guys follow with us, you know, this far. More to come. So, love you guys.
Peace.